First, let's talk about how to get jobs as an audiobook reader narrator. In a recent study, AFTRA, the American Federation of TV Radio Artists, found that in the U.S., paying jobs in the voiceover area of audiobook narration is one of the fastest growing segments of the business today. I am an audiobook pioneer of sorts, since I owned an audio publishing business throughout much of the 1990s with partners, and we published our own audio titles, at that time on cassette tape, during those years. We disbanded the corporation for various reasons, but not because of lack of success, and now our audio titles are sold worldwide. And I'm a Simon & Schuster audio author now, and a Simon & Schuster producer. I teach audiobook narration workshops along with the other types of voiceover workshops that I present nationwide. And I create audiobook narration demos for my clients, as well as producing audiobooks on my own in my recording studio for my clients here in Dallas. There are special voice techniques required to become a sought-after audio narrator, and among these are certainly a heightened sense of text interpretation, often facilitated by a background that includes some type of theatrical or dramatic training. Some people have had more, some less. And hopefully you are familiar with audio as an avid listener. That always helps. Listen to professionally narrated audio releases, not those read by the authors, because unfortunately, many of those authors should have been advised to keep writing and don't try to read your own material. It's often dreary and horrible and boring. So listen to releases that are read by actors, professionals in the voiceover business, someone who sounds lively, interesting, and you want to listen to them. You may not be equipped to narrate all genres of audio. What type of read are you best suited for? Fiction? Nonfiction? Children's books? Straight reads? Business or medical or self-help topics? The bodice rippers? Those are the romance novels so many of us love. Can you voice characters or dialects well? If you're not world class, don't do it. It limits your narration scope to choose genres, certainly, but I believe you have to honestly ask yourself, what do I want to put on my audiobook demo? And honestly, you should only put on any kind of any demo those things you do the very best. We're going to talk about your demo later. Voice talents must be aware that this field differs markedly from other voiceover job areas. There's no point in seeking work as a narrator and expecting to get paid for it in the audiobook field unless you are really skilled and really good at reading long texts. And if you have found the types, the genres of audio material that you are best suited for and good at. If you don't seem to be particularly good at anything as a reader, in fact, you don't even read out loud very well, then go on to something else. There's no point in thinking about becoming an audiobook narrator. Perhaps you can do other things in the voiceover field, but not this.